Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, celebrity interviews, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now celebrating 17 years of broadcasting success, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again, both for our radio audience in Mississippi and our online audience around the world. We're glad you all could be with us as well. We're excited to welcome author Norman McCombs to our program today. He's written a book that I think not only makes us look at life, love, and everything in between, but also the importance of understanding one's purpose. The book is called A Reason to Be. We'll talk to Norman not only about the writing of the book, but also the reflection of his own life, what it was like for him to bring these characters in the book to life for us, but also what he hopes you as readers are able to take away from it. Norman, thank you so much for the time today. Really appreciate it.
I'm here.
It's good to speak with you, Norman. So, Norman, A Reason to Be, there's a lot of great lessons, I think, within the story of this book. What has it been like for you to see the response to it?
Gratifying. It's the first novel. I've written a great deal because I'm an engineer. I write a lot of technical things, but first time I've ever attempted a novel, fiction. So it's been gratifying.
Well, the character we get to know in the book, Norm, talks to, I think, to Bobby and says something that I think is so powerful, and that is you can do anything you put your mind to. With hard work and determination, you can achieve anything. Is that something that's kind of propelled you moving forward, being told that in your own life and being able to walk in that?
Yeah, I was born in poverty. Knew what it was like to be hungry and cold. I was born in the north of Buffalo, and so I learned to respect eating well. I now do, thank God. I learned to respect the fruits of hard work and determination, and I got that from my parents, and I also got it from sports and combination of people that popped up just at the right time and gave me a hand. So ultimately I became an engineer, scientist.
Right. And as you mentioned, I mean, you've been able to do work with tech. What made you want to be able to write this particular book, Norman?
When I was a very young boy, 9 and 10 years old, I was really enamored with the idea of writing. But for some reason, my father had Collier's Magazine and Saturday Evening Post, and they invited people to send in these short stories. My sister had a Royal Light typewriter, and I started hunting, pecking those stories out to those two magazines. Never got anyone. I really got interested in it, but then I started going off in this direction of math and science. But I always thought I might go back to it. I started down that path, but my poor wife developed Alzheimer's, and for 6 and a half years I was taking care of her. And when I lost her, I started roaming, and finally I settled out in Nevada here, in Henderson, and I started writing. I was able to overcome the grief somewhat, and just started doing what I did when I was a young boy. And I started out writing about the survival of my survival of from that unholy disease, Alzheimer's.
Right.
So the first part of it is about me coming out of me surviving. And I found earlier on in my life, I found out I had some interesting ancestors. And so I decided to interweave them with my present day experience and try to maybe figure out who I was. And, also distract me because I was highly depressed. So along the way, I really wanted to explore the meaning of love. When you go through something like Alzheimer's with a high school sweetheart, love has to be there for you to do that, but there's also devotion and obligation. And I tried to sort that out in the book too, exactly what the differences were. So it's about survival. It's about my ancestors and, and love. I eventually, I found a wonderful lady and out here in Henderson, and that's where I'm settled now. So the book was a big help to me therapeutically.
Well, and I love the layers of the book because, as you said, I mean, it does deal with life, it deals with love, but also the complications, right, that can come with both. And I think that comes through in the book as well because, you know, as we're able to see, you know, that a lot of times, you know, especially when it comes to relationships, you know, being able to deal with the give and take, you know, and not wanting to, you know, wanting to be able to find, you know, your own way, find your own truth, but not push away the one that you love. We see that with Douglas in the book. So was that also part of the fun? Because, Norman, we always hear to write what you know. I mean, did you find that to kind of be the guiding force for you as you were writing A Reason to Be?
I was writing, I'd say it's 75% nonfiction. I you know, it's 100% nonfiction emotionally. It's all about my emotions. It's 100% fiction when it comes to dialogue, right?
Yeah.
And it's when it comes to events, it's about 75% nonfiction with events and about 25% fiction when it comes to events. So I had to struggle with, should I do it, make a memoir, a biography, or what? But I felt that it wasn't a memoir. For me to make up dialogue and call it nonfiction was not, I just couldn't do that. So I wove what I wove, which was inventing some characters, but getting my emotions into it. So it very much is, Cyrus, it very much has to do with what I know a lot about, okay?
Right.
And that's grief and love. And I learned a lot about ancestors and how to find out about them and the excitement of finding out about these people from long ago, back in the 15th century, which were where I found the progenitor of the clan. And that was very exciting to me. It was very distracting, sure. Cyrus, which I needed at the time. I still go in and out of depression, but I'm very much improved. Mm-hmm. If that answers your question.
Oh, yeah, it does. It does. I have a couple more questions for you, though. When it comes to Douglas, do you share Douglas's love of history? That's one of the things that comes through in the book, him being able to learn about his own beginnings and learn about those who came before him. Do you share that same love?
Oh, yeah. I'm Douglas. My father always talked about his Scottish heritage, but he'd come to the United States in 1917. I was born here in Buffalo, New York in 1937. 20 years later, my whole life with my father used to talk about his Scottish heritage. One day I was looking up some patent of mine, and there was a website which was referencing it was entitled Descendants of Timothy McCombs, and I had never heard of Timothy McCombs. It turns out he was my fourth great-grandfather. A fellow named Murray McCombs in Toronto, Canada, had researched the whole family, and here I was at the end of the line. And so that started me looking into it and found it exciting. And I found out that my father was, in fact, born in Dunville, Ontario. And his the first member of the family, the clan that came over, was in 1735. So it wasn't exactly we came directly from Scotland. My father, I'm sure, didn't know that. But they actually came over, and he became – a guy named John Gordon McCombs came over, and he had two sons, Alexander and Timothy. Alexander became very interesting to me because he was friends of Alexander Hamilton at the time. He went into business with Alexander Hamilton. They owned 25% of New York State at one time. And he wound up going to debtor's prison because it was a land grab. But Hamilton got him out. And so it's an interesting story. And his son, Alexander Jr., was the general of the armies during the War of 1812, won the first Congressional Medal of Honor. And the other, his brother, Timothy, wound up going to St. Catharines, Ontario. It turns out that he turned out to be an American spy. So King George was after him The good thing about it, you know, this is not things that are mythological. It was all in the newspapers at the time. I'm hunting for my third great grandfather, you know, and he finally escaped. So it made for interesting reading, and it helped me a lot, therapeutically, distracted me.
It is a great read, and I think anyone who's a lover of history or just lovers of life, I think they will find something in this book that they can resonate with. And it's an entertaining story as well, Norman. Again, everyone, Norman McCombs has been our guest. We've been speaking to Norman not only about A Reason to Be, but what it's been like for him to look at his own reason to be, and as well as, of course, his history as well. The book's available through our friends at Amazon.com. You all can get it there. And Norman, normanmccombs.com, is that the best place for them to reach you?
Yeah, that's my, what they call a splash page. You can go to YouTube, too. There's a very nice video on YouTube under Norman McCombs.
Okay.
About the book.
All right. Okay. Well, Norman, thank you so much for the time today. I really appreciate it, and looking forward to speaking with you again.
Yeah, thank you very much, Cyrus. Great talking to you.
Oh, same here. And we thank you, our audience, for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. Let's make it a great one.